Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Welcome to Horror Not Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
We took last week off because we were building up to this month. It is December, and it is time for our Christmas Horrors Marathon, or I guess it was Christmas Horrors Marathon or Christmas Massacre Marathon, whatever we called it. It's our Christmas Horror Marathon, which we do. And in that time, we're going to have to do things a little differently for the month until we manage to figure out a plan because of new Blog Talk Radio rules. So they're always managing to shove it up our ass, Ian.
Yeah.
This is definitely – this is one we have to take seriously because we're in the process. You never know, because we usually do these shows, 45 minutes, and now they're going to start deleting old past shows to make room to make sure we hit those allotted time slot that we're given. So we're going to have to we're figuring that out behind the scenes, and it's terrible. But sadly, our shows won't be 45 minutes until we get things fixed, and our Christmas marathon is going to be one review every show. So where we usually do like two or talked about news and everything, that's off the table now. So we're going to have to get pretty much straightforward into these reviews and call
right.
The show early. And it's terrible. I hate that because we always love doing this. We've been doing it for like 3 years now. This would be the third year. And it's one of the funnest times that we have talking about all these crappy Christmas movies. And tonight we kind of got one. In a sense, it's not technically crappy, but they kind of failed what they're trying to do. And
So
I guess we have to get into it, Ian, because we don't really have that much time to dilly-dally around.
All right.
And our Christmas – I'm going to put quotations – Christmas movie this time around is called The Night Setter. And apparently there's like two movies almost called The Night Setter. There's like The Setter, which is exactly almost the exact same thing as The Night Setter. Both came out around the same time, but one's British and not around Christmas time. But it's the same fucking idea because I watched like 15 minutes of it. Like, this is not the right movie. And it wasn't. And they even have a Charlotte character named Charlotte in that film as well. So anyway, The Night Setter, it's about this girl named Amber. And she is going to a house, this single parent, this dad, he's invited her over to watch his son, Kevin, who is sort of a recluse, and he stays to his room, and he draws constantly, and he's having these visions, these dreams of things happening to him, and we'll get into that a little bit here shortly. And so so his dad is a paranormal investigator. He has this big house, and what he wants to do is basically be on TV. Like, he has this, ghost show where he's like going to places and doing all this stuff, but he's not been picked up, and he's waiting for distribution in a sense, and he hires Amber to come over, and he's going out on a date, and who is her name's Charlotte, and then she has a son named Ronnie, and Ronnie is a ass of a kid. He's one of those, you know, just one of those troublemakers, those mischief makers, that he always wants to go around snooping where he don't belong and get into trouble. And there's a room. His the dad, he has his study, in a sense, is where he has all his artifacts and all his special belongings from all his paranormal investigation that he's done. And, of course, Ronnie wants to go in there, and of course Amber, who is now she is trying to steal money and all kinds of stuff to flip, because she's a not really a con artist, but she's, you know, she's a burglar, and she's trying to, you know, steal and make money and everything like that. And so it goes on where they find the key to the dad's study, and of course, you know, there's like no service in the house. You can't get no service and anything like that. And so they go into the study, and they find a book. Kevin and Ronnie do, and Kevin opens up the book. He cuts himself. Blood falls onto the book, and that causes basically what this movie turns into is that it unleashes three mothers, witches, and it starts to and they hunt down children. And they want the children, and then it's just they're locked in the house for technically the remainder of the movie, trying, in a sense, to fend off the witches, and there's all kinds of stuff. But Amber, there's a lot of, like, her quote-unquote friends that's helping her steal all the stuff and get, like, TV and money and artifacts and stuff like that. They come over, and they get lumped in with this situation, and one of the girls gets possessed and starts going crazy, and one of the kids, Ronnie, he gets his there's violence towards the kid in here, which is always welcomed in my book, and so it just goes like that. Like Christmas, like I said, I put it in quotations. It's just, you know, it's there for decoration. It doesn't really serve anything. Take out all the Christmas lights and the trees and the ornaments and the decorations, and it's a normal, we found the book, blood fell into the book, and hell unleashes in this small house. It's just there for decorations. It doesn't add anything to the plot. It doesn't even feel like Christmas because, you know, again, people have Christmas decorations up now, and there's hardly any snow, you know, in this part of the regions. And, like, again, it's there for decorations. Not saying it's not Christmas, because people keep up their lights most of the time or before. It just didn't feel like it in the film. It just felt like it was like a September or something. You know, it's like, oh, it's Christmas. But, yeah, it's just Amber, her friends, quote-unquote friends, and then the next door neighbor gets involved, and he kind of knows about the occult and the book stuff and everything. And again, Kevin, you know, he's basically having dreams of the three mothers attacking him, and finally trying to get to him so that they can kill him. And their plan's not exactly, it's not thought out too well, because once they kill the kids, I don't know what they're going to do. But, yeah, the film, it just kind of meanders around, doesn't really go anywhere. I mean, the one thing about the film is it's very, it's visually, you know, the style of it, the lighting is very Argento-esque, and that's definitely, there's a nod to Argento with the three mothers, with the mood lighting, with, like, the blues and the red and the yellows and all the different lightings that Argento uses and the colors. Very ambient there. But there's like not much else, because it's just them bickering back and forth. The one friend, you know, who gets possessed, the girl, she starts, you know, acting funny and starts doing this and doing that. And there's some okay gore moments. I mean, it's not an over-the-top gore fest, but there's some moments. There's a scalping. There's an eyes getting gouged out. But, you know, it's not nothing like over-the-top. And overall, it's not really – it's like I said, it's an okay watch, but it just – it doesn't really realize its full potential of what it could have been when I was watching it. It's like it doesn't hit the mark. Like, I know – I think I got an idea of, like, well, I know what they're kind of trying to go for, but it just – it did not live up to what they were trying to do. Like, it was just like – like they wanted to make it, like, sort of Argento, a little bloody gore stuff here and there. Possessions and the three mothers and the mood light, you know, and the colors, the ambiance. There really wasn't that much, you know, no really suspense. And like, they didn't know what they wanted to do. Like when the friend got possessed, it was kind of like over the top in a sense, but then there, it's like, it has some light comedy to it, but then they try to make it this gore fest, you know, with the best that they have, with these bloody killings. And then they try to take it serious with the kid stuff. With Kevin, and then like there's a certain twist, even though it's not really that big of a twist, with Kevin's dad, and that kind of goes nowhere, and then like at the end of it, it just kind of goes nowhere, where it's just like, oh, okay, but yeah, it's not, it had some okay stuff. Like I said, the gore's decent for what it was. The lighting and the color scheme was decent. Because yeah, I know they were trying to do that nod to Argento, but little else, because it didn't feel like the, you know, like they had the idea, and like the, I mean, they tried, but it just like there's something missing, like it just didn't hit the mark of what it could have been. Like it could have been this crazy, you know, like, you know, three witches, and there's really no plan for the witches either. Like they just, like I said, they want to kill the kids, and then what was supposed to happen after that, no, you don't really know. Ian, I've talked. Your turn. What's your thoughts on The Night Sitter?
Okay, well, The Night Sitter. I totally agree with you about it missing its mark and not really going anywhere. Some parts I felt drug on kind of too long, and other parts I thought was kind of way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the good stuff was too fast, I should say, and all the boring stuff dragged on, especially when it's only, like, what, an hour and a half?
Hour 30. I think hour 38.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I liked the mothers. I liked the, you know, the designs, the artwork, and all that stuff that you see throughout the movie. I really liked that. And I liked some of the lore about it. But I just felt like I was waiting for the comedy. I felt like there was nothing. I was like, is this supposed to be a horror comedy? Where's the comedy? I was like, it's just mild humor and not even really anything that made me laugh. Kevin was okay. I didn't really like his character. There wasn't really anything about these characters that I really, like, cared about. The dad felt way out of place in the movie, to me, at least. I was just like, his character just kind of just felt off. Like mm-hmm. you said, you know, that one girl overacting.
And then the boyfriend... the boyfriend sort of character, and like he starts out all normal and everything, and then he starts to overact a little bit when things go crazy, and I thought that was a little odd. Like, oh, now you're going all nutsoid, you know, just weird. Go on, Ian.
Honestly, the only character I really liked was the guy in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor. I forgot his name. Yeah, I just was like, I was like, okay, he's the only one that seems kind of sensible. Like, just like, yeah, I know what's going on. I know how to stop this. I was like, okay. But the ending kind of, I don't know. I didn't feel satisfied with the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was kind of meh. I know they seem like they're trying to leave off for a sequel, but I don't really think this movie really needed one. So I don't know why they would do that.
Well, but most movies do that anyway now, where they have to do something like that with its ending.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, some of them work, some of them don't. This is one I felt like it didn't really work, like, because they're trying to get out of this house because there's a spell, and then, you know, it just doesn't, they get out, you know, in a sense, they get out, and it just doesn't really lead anywhere. And because now, you know, what they do, the, you know, the ones that do survive, and it's just like, okay, we're here. So, you know,
right?
I guess that's supposed to be
like
the comedy. That's supposed to be like the comedy portion of it. And like, I was like, I didn't really know what to expect with this movie, you know, like when it was starting and everything. Then I kind of got a feel for it. Like, okay, maybe this could be, you know, because they're trying to go for the Argento feel to it and do a little bit of nod to that. And I was like, okay, maybe it's going to be sort of like Night of the Demons a little bit. And then, like, I didn't get really that aspect of it either. Even though it tries to with the girl that's possessed, because that's like some of the comedy aspects and the over-the-topness, and then like the way her facial expressions are and the way she acts. And, you know, like there's the one scene where like she's the black guy who, you know, pulls the curtain back and she's making a weird face. And then says, I'm not ready for that shit, you know. It just kind of, again, it's just like we mentioned, it just goes around and around and, you know, just going room to room, like, okay, we need to do this, we need to call the cops, phones don't work, then we're going to try the phones
now
again.
Now we're trapped inside
and
the
then,
house.
And then now we're trapped inside the house, and now we have this guy who knows how to do, oh, he's, that happened to him, that's not going to work anymore, and then we have this idea with the father, and we got to do this with the book, and that doesn't work.
Right.
And it's just like all over the place. And then again, like, she's supposed to be good, but then she's not, and then she is. And now Amber? Yeah, like her character's all over the place. Like the kid, Kevin's like, okay, he's, you know, like you said, like the guy next door, and then Kevin's like the only two decent ones. But character wise, because the other one's just like, but I really don't really have that much else to say about it, because there's really not that much to discuss. I mean, it's an okay watch. I mean,
no,
if you're wanting
really
something,
wasn't.
Yeah, there's hardly anything to this movie. And like, we could go into spoilers and all that stuff, but there's really not that much. We kind of already did. But yeah, there's it, like I said, even the Christmas aspect is shoehorned in just to, oh, here's a Christmas horror movie, and it's
yeah,
just
it was
there
just like
that
one. With the kid who ends up being like the killer the whole time.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of felt like. I was like, so this is the Christmas aspect is just the background, and every once in a while you hear some Christmas music playing.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Like, you don't even really get you know, too much into the witches. You know, like you said, the witches look cool. I like, you know, they have the way they're because they wear masks and they're cloaked up and everything, and they have like this weird shadow aura to them when they're on screen. Like I was thought, you know, and of course what they want to do to the children, in the basement, and like they have some cool stuff, and then just that just meanders around nothing. And when it finally happens, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's over
but,
before like it even feels like it just starts and it basically is over right away.
Yeah. Yeah, the film misses the mark.
I did like the scalping scene.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. I was like,
that's
ooh.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the gore is decent. The gore is decent, but
yeah,
nothing. But the story, just like I said, it just does not fit with what it's trying to do. Like, you know, it's there, just they don't grasp it, and they don't reach it, and that's a sad thing. So hopefully, you know, our next film for this Christmas marathon, a little bit better. I mean, this one, again, it's not bad. It's middle of the road because of some of the gore and stuff. But other than that, I mean, Ian, I guess that's going to do it. Unless you have anything Anything else?
I was going to say, I feel like this movie's going to be one of those movies I completely forget about.
Yeah, it's totally forgettable.
Because there's just nothing to it.
No, and plus it's been done numerous times before.
Scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Ian, I guess that's it, do it, because of reasons discussed at the beginning of the show. So I will see you next weekend. And with that being said,
right,
thanks, everyone, for listening. And that's our review of The Night Sitter. And we will continue our Christmas Horrors Marathon next week. Thanks.
Touch your skin.